Dreamt affections. We've done some of it, you and I and Europe. Henry James, the ambassadors. Never and always, T.S. Eliot, Little Gidding. In a bleak July or washed out August jet lag morning, who could she be, coming from that shadowed dreamscape to start and startle me? Who is she with those collages? A perpetual other woman, still the same and recognized, though this time she has changed her hair. An artist, her Merzbau exhibits mounted like a low relief that alters as it's gazed on now out of the jostle at a twilight private view. Has she been modelled from the life but composite, somebody lost, someone I had to say goodbye to? Or is she from that other England? A country welcoming of strangers? We plan to meet. She'll disappear. Then I'm left here to find her in a washed out August or late bleak July. Arranging to meet at another private view, she's here again, the love of your night in a scrambled Amsterdam and Otolo, intent on bringing our brief affair to light. Unpredictably often this old love comes back as her series of glimpses to blame you for their fraught extremes. Then out of Europe, she'll defame you. Like last night, no, not united in heaven, she and her clan were explaining how even one reason's enough, fair enough now, to shame you. But still, as a cooling tower's upplumed steam joins its cloud cover, she'll claim you. Come over such distance to meet in a dream. Then suddenly she pins me down. You still won't let me go, she says. You're just like Goethe murdering his daughter, though maybe only for the rhyme. And I think, could she have meant Rilke? But no, it's you won't let me be, I tell her. Like false memory, you fill my dreams time after time with accusations hardly just. Waking to poplars as if pixelated, seen through fine mosquito screen, and still in night refreshened air I miss her, she alive somewhere, inside me somehow like a friend. Oh friend, neither well-loved nor well-lost. A sunset over golf course divots is picking out the debris, that demeaning scenery, with her perfume, bare armpits. You love me, she asks now, and I'm too flummoxed to reply.